With a 3D printer buzzing in the background, LaVon Phillips tells me he is a futurist.
I know the past is the past. It's already rehearsed for me. I can see it, I can smell it, I can taste it, but the future I love.
He runs the Haddon Township makerspace Soha Smart, which has a budding drone club. 11-year-old Aiden McManus got his drone as a Christmas present.
My initial thought was, maybe I can use this for paintball. Because I thought I could do recon with it, but that didn't really work out.
People were shooting at it?
Yeah, didn't work out.
Most personal drones are quadcopters, featuring four rotating propellers. And since drones now cost as little as $30, hobbyists are trying to spread the word on how to fly them safely.
305, 310. So that's 310 feet up. There's a view.
Leon Stankowski says, just use common sense.
Would you put your hand in a weed whacker? I mean, I would never do that because obviously I'm going to end up with lacerations or worse because I was dumb. The same is true with spinning blades. Even though they're plastic, they can do damage at some speed.
But the FAA says you have to fly a drone within your line of sight, no higher than 400 feet off the ground, and during daylight hours. Phillips, the makerspace owner, is looking forward to the day when drones play an integral role in our lives, from guarding our homes to grabbing us a beer out of the fridge. For WHYY, I'm Joe Hernandez.